Also, as I mentioned before, he has the shagel of Avraham Yehuda Mesech, it's Erev and Daf Chav. Abaye is Rabbe, the chotzer opens up into an area around the well that's enclosed by boards. Are you allowed to transfer items from the chotzer to the enclosed area? Rabbi said it's mutter, no Erev needs to be made because the enclosed area is not considered to be owned by another individual. Abaye asked, what if there are two chatzeres that open up into the enclosed area? Is it still permitted? Rabbi answered, it's usser, as we see there, Rav Huna prohibited transferring in this case, even if there's access between the two chatzeres besides via the enclosed area around the well. He still said it's usser because people outside will not realize there's additional access between the two chatzeres and they'll think that transfer between the chatzeres via the enclosed area is allowed because a shittif was made between the chatzeres and the enclosed area. The problem with that is that a shita was only instituted for mavoy, a shita of mavoyis, which has to have three walls and must be longer than it is wide, both characteristics which this enclosed area does not have. As a gzera to prevent that from happening, it's also to transfer between these areas. Rava said there's no gzera, and therefore if there's access between the chatzeres directly, transfer between the chatzeres and the enclosed area would be allowed. Abaye wrote a brisa that clearly says when there's direct access between the chatzeres, transferring between them and the enclosed area is permitted. This is problematic for Rav Huna. Rav Huna would say that the case of the brisa is where there's access directly between the chatzeres that's easily visible to the people in the Rishus HaRabim. In that case, there's no reason for the gzera. Abaye asked Rabbi if the water in the well dried up on Shabbos, it has become us to carry in the enclosed area. Rabbi answered, the boards are considered walls only because we're lenient to allow access to water. If the water's gone, the leniency doesn't apply anymore, and therefore it's us to carry in the enclosed area. Ravan asked, what if the water dries up on Shabbos and then the water returns to the well on Shabbos? Let's say it rained, for example. Is carrying in the enclosed area allowed? Abaye answered, if the water dries up, Rabbi taught that it's usher. If the water returns, it's like the walls were put in place on Shabbos. And the halacha is that walls that were put in place on Shabbos are considered to be full walls. Mari asked, the Bryce says, Rav Nachman said walls put in place on Shabbos only create a Rishus HaYochad the Chumrah, meaning if you transfer into it from Rishus HaRabim, you'll be chayiv, but one may not carry inside the enclosed area created by these walls. Mari answered, Rav Nachman said, it's halacha with regard to walls that were put in place mazed. Here the rain fell, which created the walls on their own, and that's why it would be mutter. Rav Lozo says, one who transfers from Rishus HaRabim into the area around the well enclosed by the boards is chayiv. Remember, this is obvious. If it wasn't Rishus HaYochad deraisa, the Rabbanim wouldn't allow you to carry there. He meant to say that if one encloses an area of the Rishus HaRabim not around the well, but he uses the same type of boards, the L boards, it still has the Rishus HaYochad. In fact, that's also obvious. If it didn't, then the Rabbanim wouldn't be lenient and allow this arrangement around a well. Mar explains, he meant that it's considered the Rishus HaYochad even though throngs of people walk through this area. The Mishnah said, Mutu lahakalavla be'er v'chulu. The Mishnah says that a person may not stand in one Rishus and drink from a cup in another Rishus unless he brings his head and most of his body into the Rishus where the cup is. What's the halacha with regard to giving an animal to drink? Does its head and most of its body need to be in the Rishus HaYochad with you or not? It's clear that if you're holding the pail with the water for the animal to drink but not holding on to the animal itself to prevent it from turning its head away into the Rishus HaRabim, that the head and most of the animal needs to be in the Rishus with you in order for you to give the animal to drink. But if you're holding on to the animal, does the head and most of the body still have to be in the Rishus near the well or not? Mari answers, the Mishnah says that the area around the well must be large enough to fit the animal's head and most of the body. Presumably the Mishnah is discussing whether the person is holding on to the animal, and it still requires the head and most of the body to be within the Rishus. So you see that the answer is it still has to be within the Rishus. Mora says it's no raya. It could be that the Mishnah is discussing where he's not holding on to the animal, and that's why most of the animal needs to be in the Rishus. Mora asks, if he's not holding on to the animal, it would not be mutter. Bryce says that one may not give an animal to drink around the well, but must pour the water into a trough or into something for the animal to drink. That's talking about where the animal is not being held, and we see that it's still osur. Mora answers, Abaye explained that Abaye explains that brisa as not talking about a typical case. It's discussing a case where a trough in a Rishus HaYochad sticks into the enclosed area around the well. The brisa is saying that he has to pour the water into the trough and not carry the pail of water over the trough to the animal because we're afraid that he may put the pail down in the Rishus HaRabim and then lift it to carry to the animal, thereby transferring into Rishus HaYochad. However, in a typical case, it may be permitted to give an animal to drink without holding on to the animal as long as most of it is in the Rishus along with you. Another version of the original question was whether it even helps to have most of the animal's body in the Rishus, or is that something that only helps by people? When holding the animal, having most of the body clearly enough, the question would be, when not holding on to the animal, the Gemara tries to bring an answer from a Mishnah that says most of the animal must be within the Rishus, and presumably we're discussing where he's holding on to the animal. The Gemara says it's not a proof, because the Mishnah may be discussing where he's not holding on to the animal. The Gemara then asks the question from the Braisa quoted above and gives the same answer. The Braisa says that one may force feed a camel when its head and most of its body are within the Rishus HaYochad. To force feed, you have to hold on to the animal, and yet we see that still he's only allowed to do it when most of the head and most of the body is still in the Rishus. Avacha by Rav Huna in the name of Rav Sheshe says a camel is different because of his long neck. It may be that another animal which is being held does not need to have most its head and most of the body in the Rishus because it doesn't have that long neck, and therefore we don't have to be afraid that it's going to stick its head out into the Rishus HaRabim.